One of the most climatic sukkim in the whole Torah, maybe even in Tanakh, was where you have parasha after parasha, where you have Yosef and the backwards and forwards with his brothers, and there was deep mistrust and deep accusations and imprisonments and suffering. And then in Perek Mem, Hey Posuk Aleph, Leyochol Yosef is Apik, Lecholim Tzavim. He couldn't hold himself back. Vayikra, he tzir kol Ishmael Eloi. He asked everyone to be removed from the room, putting himself into personal danger. Vayloi Omad Ish Itoi Visvada Yosef El Echiv. And there was nobody else in the room when Yosef revealed himself to his brothers. Vayitin as Kol Bevchi, and Yosef, in a broken down, crackling voice, what did he say? And they heard this voice of crying. Yosef said to his brothers, "Ani Yosef, I am Yosef. Ha'oid avi chai, is our father still alive? Is my father still alive?" Ve'yochlu echov lanis osoi, and the brothers could not answer him. Kinivalu miponov, because they were nivalu. Rashi says they were mipnei busha. They were nivalu. They were shocked, but it's more than that. They were astounded. They were speechless because of the busha. So one of the most famous Medrash Rabbis that are in the entire Medrash, and the Gemara picks up on it, and every single Balamusa talks about it, is his famous Abba Kling Badla. So Medrash Rabbi brings down Abba Kling Badla Omer, Oy lonu b'yom hadin, Oy lonu b'yom ha'techocha, woe to us on the day of judgment, woe to us on the day of techocha. In other words, Osid Lovoy, after 120, Yosef katnon shol shavotim hava, Yosef was the smallest of the shavotim. And his brothers, who were ultimately his brothers, well, even most of them are older than him, could not possibly answer his teichacha. Like the pasuk says, "V'liochol echov lanis oisoi kinivlam uponov." In other words, Yosef was the boss of Adam, and his brothers were the boss of Adam, and they couldn't answer him. The kishiyove kodesh baruch hu, when the kodesh baruch hu comes, v'yechiach kol echod ve'echod, and he'll give each one teichacha. Now teichacha, we have to see what that means in a second. Lefi ma shehu. Like the pasuk says, Al achas kam kama, how much more so will that be a busha, and will that be a teichacha, will that be... And the Gemara brings down in other places as well, Rabbi Loza got to this Gemara, when he came to this pasuk, he cried. You know, Rabbi Loza came to this pasuk often. Yeah? Every year they get to this pasuk. And every time he got to the pasuk, he cried, the Gemara brings down the Chagiga, and he says, Ma teichach shabos of adom kach, if ready the teichach of a boss of adom, how much more teichach of a kodesh baruch hu, the Gemara brings down the Chagiga daf dalet. So there's various different questions we have to ask ourselves. What is so magnificent about this teichacha that Tanoim brought to tears over this? And Abba Kohen Badler talks about, what was the teichacha of Yosef? What did he do already? He cried. Fine. And he said, Ani Yosef, Oy Davi Chai. He didn't tell them off. He didn't yell at them. He didn't provoke them. He didn't bring the whole story. Why did you saw me? All he saw was Ani Yosef, Oy Davi Chai. What was that terrible teichacha? He was so gentle. It was so calculated. In fact, he sent everyone out. Everyone leave. Why?
It was the Brit Ochocha.
2 minutes ago, he was saying, okay, he's going to be my slave,
and
you can all
go out. But it is the Brit Ochocha.
Yeah, but what
was... He's asking him, how do we know, how do we hide? But he knew his father was alive.
He knew his father was alive. He knew his father was alive.
British.
What's that?
It's almost a British way of saying it. I mean,
very. Thank you. I'll take the compliment. Thank you. Yeah, that's a good thing, right?
Well, I think so, because okay, Americans are much more.
Yeah, it's always a good thing. It's British, but it's always a good thing.
All that Vihai, he said, because he wanted to open a report.
But they've been talking about this on the pasuk. But Yochel and Nalazev is Oviv, Oviv a mace, and you're talking about the father all the way along. Oida Vihai, you know very well your father's alive.
But it's not a question.
It's rhetorical.
Yeah, it's rhetorical.
Okay, so we have to say it's rhetorical, but what was the Techocha behind this? So there is, as much as we can, there are three different Malchim. There are three different ways of understanding this. One way is a very, very frightening way, and that the Bala Musa bring down, and again, which Bala Musa, they all sort of say the same three things in different ways, not all, in various different variations. But there's one very, very powerful thing, that's in the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi says that it's very difficult for a person for themselves to see they did something wrong. It's very difficult for a person to able to associate themselves with a false step. Because a person is a person has self He believes he's doing the right thing. Ein Odin Roya Nigga Atzma, a person does not see his own Agoyim. A person believes to a certain extent that he is correct, and everyone else is driving the wrong way. One person driving the wrong way down Kvishu Shine Tel Aviv, everyone is, right? Thousands of people are. And it's very difficult for a person to able to establish that I have made a mistake. Very, very difficult for a person to do that. What it is possible to do is able to bring and beat up the straw man. In other words, take somebody else.
Brothers said before, it's our fault. We didn't have Rachmanis on Yosef Niyahu being punished for that.
But they had charota on their past, but they haven't yet reached the certain levels of tshuva that Yosef wanted them to actually reach. And that is hakara. That is appreciation. In other words, what he said to them was as follows. He said to them that it's very difficult for you to see what you did wrong. But you know, let's talk about a different picture. Let's talk about Binyamin. Yeah? Let's forget about Yosef. Yeah? He didn't tell them that. But he said, let's talk about somebody else. Totally out of the picture. There's a child called Binyamin. And he's loved by his father. Correct? Yes. And I'm going to manipulate the situation that you're going to have to bring Yosef. And you're going to see for yourself what a heart-wrenching, difficult thing it was to tear Binyamin away from his father. And what it means for Yosef, Binyamin for a few days to leave his father, how difficult it is. Right? And then you would appreciate what you did to your father with me. I'm Yosef. His father's still alive. In other words, you've been talking about not being able to take Binyamin away and what a terrible, difficult thing it is. You did it to me. I'm Yosef. Did you think about what you did to your father then? And that is something which is very, very, very difficult. It's very difficult for a person to realize, I did something wrong. So Kodesh Baruch is going to take Yomi to Chocha. And he's going to not talk about you. He said, I need your help here a little bit. Come to my office. Step into my office. Right? And he's going to show, not you, somebody else. And he's going to say, Tommy, this guy came up to you. I don't know. This guy came up to you for tzedakah. Right? And you obviously need it. And is it right to give stock? Of course, isn't it? Okay, it's absolutely the right thing. If you didn't, wrong, absolutely wrong. Okay, it's not him. That's really you. Really, it's me. Wow, unbelievable.
Like,
right?
Like Jonathan and David
HaMelech. Exactly. That's exactly the moshul they give. Of Nosan Hanobi David HaMelech. Yes, exactly the moshul they give. Yeah, and that is. Ani Yosef Oida Avichai, did you think about that beforehand? That's one way of learning, and that is a tremendous lesson, can be taken to its nth degree of how much a person can possibly get sidetracked with his own personal belief of he is right, and Aniva Afsi Oida, I'm correct, and not see that. And therefore it's very important sometimes to take yourself out of the picture and see from the side, are you doing the right thing, and sometimes be able to change a paradigm and to move over to the right route on the path. That's one derech. Another derech is a fact which is a very, very, very serious derech, and it's something which it's paralyzing, is a fact that many people make decisions and they bring proofs that they are absolutely correct. And not only are the proofs, you know, like from Psukim or whatever it is, you know, in Volozhin, many of the boys became communists. Yeah. They became communists. And they brought riots from the Torah, communism in a Torah Menayin. Like Manolon, where they found Psukim, and boys, and to get into Volozhin, he had to learn Sidorim of Shas. He came and got tested on hundreds of Daf of Gomorrah, and these boys became proper communists. Right? Beshitta. And once a person is something Beshitta, it's extremely difficult to do that. These brothers, Chalila, were not bad people. These brothers were Tzaddiki. Today, you can't imagine the Gadlus. And what do? They went and they sat for Din Torah and they passed on that Yosef was a Redeif. He's out there to steal from them the Olam Hazen, Olam Abo. Like Yaakov and Esav, there was a split. And like Ishmael and Avram, there's a split. There's Yosef and all the brothers. And he's a Redeif and they sat down in the Din Torah and they passed on. And not only that, they came up to the conclusion that he is a Redeif and they involved HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Cherem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachul, was not allowed to tell Yaakov Vina with the Nevoah where Yosef was and involved Yitzchak in the Cherem. Whatever that means, that's really more complicated. But let's take HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is masking with them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, agrees with them. What greater proof do we need? And we come, and Yosef is Chayiv Misa. He's a no good Nick. Yosef comes along many years later, and these people cannot believe he's Yosef. You have to understand. I don't know. He looked like Yaakov Avinu. Yeah. He spoke Hebrew. Yeah. He understood what they were saying. He put them according to their ages. By the thing, Tevech Tovech Lahochin, he went through all Hilchus Kashrus, and it did not chap, it was him. They so did not believe that Yosef could possibly, he's so no good, you know, it's like getting, I don't know, example, difficult to bring an example that doesn't offend anyone, but somebody who the lowest person possible intellect level, and suddenly he becomes the Dean of Harvard. Right? He's going mumish. He just about read, and suddenly we come there, and you see this guy. It's amazing how similar he looks, but it's for sure not the same guy. And he talks the same. It's funny, isn't it? But it's not. And that's what this all Yosef. Yosef is so bad. He's so not connected. It's not shaykh that he's a melech, and he was. So they had a din Torah, and they proved that he was right up his din Torah, and they brought a Kodesh Baruch Hu into this. And now they found out that they were wrong. And Yosef was supposed to be the king all the way. And he came down to Mitzrayim, and he was holding the levels of Kedusha where he looked like Yaakovina in his Kedusha. So Yaakovina said to him, Ani Yosef. Remember that, Ani Yosef. Ho'oid avichai, what's a techocha? You cannot rely on your own judgment. Ho'oid avichai is our father still alive. Why did he not go to Yaakov Avinu and ask him? Mm-hmm. Why did he not ask Das Torah? Mm-hmm. Why did he not ask? Do you think Yaakov Avinu would have an agenda? If he said I'm Chai Mis, you think he wouldn't have killed me? Yaakov Avinu is a godly dog. Why? Ha'oid avichai. And you have to, this vote, you have to appreciate how great we expect Yaakov Avinu to be, that he would, if it was the correct thing to do, get rid of Yosef. That's what you have to do. Like, Avron Avinu chucked out Yishmael, Yaakov Avinu would have chucked out Yosef. Ani Yosef, I am Yosef. All the cheshbonis he made, from Shemaim, Loiba Shemaim he. Ma'oretz me'eretz titzmoch. Emetz me'eretz titzmoch. It comes from Ma'oretz. That is what you have to believe in. That is the koyach of how far a person can even bring Shemaim into it. But if, what do you expect from me? Go and ask. Get outside verification. Ask the Gedolim. Ask your Rebbeim. Ask your friends if what you're doing is right sometimes. You have to get outside verification. Hoyd Avichai, is my father still alive? There's one third pshat. I'm going to say a third pshat, end off with a beautiful story. Just imagine, you got a brand new car, right? And you're driving out for the first time, you've got all the plastics on the seats, right? You got this new car smell. Ah, it's beautiful, polished, really fantastic, everything's nice. And at the red light, and you see kids with their windows wound down, you know, on these old bangers, yeah, and they ram your car. Right? So you think it's a mistake. You look into your mirror, and you see them reversing and ramming in again and laughing, ah ha ha ha. And you're furious. This is your brand new car, these stupid kids erected. They've had it for 20 minutes, this car, and that's what they do, and they deliberately do it. So that's it. And they, as you're about to get going, they cut you off and they drive around you. That's it. I'm going to teach these kids a lesson. And you start screeching after them, but you're very, very close to them. And you're going to teach these kids a lesson. You know, hopefully they'll bash into a wall and they'll learn the lesson. These kids don't know how to drive very well, and they're not taking the corners very well, and you know very well how to drive. And suddenly you see your best friend's son at the back of the car. And you realize if you carry on driving like this, so erratically, this car's going to turn over in a ditch, and your best friend's son is going to get injured. So you pull back. Okay, they've done terrible things. I have to get down an insurance claim. Let the car go. Let it go. Yosef says, I may have been bad. Ani Yosef. I may have antagonized you. I may have done the wrong thing. I may have not done the wrong. But Hoi Davichai, did you think about our father? Did you think how he's going to suffer by all this? I may be terrible, but what about our father? Is he alive? How has he suffered all these years? Did you think about him? That was a teichocha. You know, people go through all different kinds of terrible things. I'll tell him and you'll tell that. Do you know what the consequences are going to be? I'll tell you a story on the reverse side. And the reverse side is the most beautiful, beautiful thing. There's a story that Rishach's grandchild tells. And it's one of my most beautiful story. There was one time in the middle of the winter, Rishach was in his apartment in Bnei Brak, and he calls his driver. And his driver comes over, and he says, where are we going today? We're going to Haifa. What's in Haifa? There's a levaya. There's a funeral in Haifa we need to go to. Okay? Where? This and this, Beis HaKvara somewhere. Funny. didn't say anything in the papers about a Godel dying today. He didn't say anything about a big donor. Nothing. Okay. So they go to this, go to Haifa, they beat the traffic, torrential rain, pouring. They end up in this basic forest and they expect to see a huge crowd. No, they see in the corner there, a few people there, 9, 10 men there with umbrellas and burying. Not even a man, it's a woman burying this woman. Nobody knows who she is. And Rav Shach goes and he comes out of the car and he's mishtatav. He joins into the funeral and he says kaddush and says some tehillim. And he's mishtatav and he joins in. Very interesting. Okay, Zaidi, ready to go? Yes, ready to go. Goes back in the car and he said one second. Stop. So what, you forgot something? No, stop. I want to go out of the car. Goes out of the car. There's torrential rain. Rain pouring down like that Israel can do, right? And he goes outside. You want an umbrella? No. And he stands outside of the car. And there's rain pouring down. There's like there's a gutter of rain pouring down his hat. He's completely soaked. After 3 minutes, he gets back in the car. He said, okay, we can go home now. He says, Zaidi, what's all that about? You go to Leviathan. Who's this Leviathan? Who's this lady? What's going on? He said, let me tell you, I was a bocha in yeshiva, and I came, and I was a young bocha, and there was nowhere possibly for me to sleep, so I slept on a bench. There weren't beds. The new bocha didn't have beds, and it was freezing cold. It was in Russia. It was freezing cold, and I couldn't sleep during the night. So I woke up, as next day I couldn't learn, because I was so tired, so I tried to sleep, but I couldn't sleep, it was too cold, and this was getting to me, day after day. My uncle sent me a letter, that he has a factory of shoes, in a different part of Russia. I should come over to him and he'll make me an apprentice and teach me the trade. So I thought of going to his factory and joining him. I'm not learning anyway. I'm not sleeping. I'm becoming ill. What's it? I didn't know what to do. One day, there's a delivery. What is the delivery? A certain woman came. Her husband wanted to give a donation to the yeshiva. And there's a long line of boys. And she gave each boy their own cover. A cover, a thick feather cover for every boy in the yeshiva. I fetched my cover. That night I slept. Gan Eden. I woke up the next day with geschmack. I was awake for the first time. I learnt doing that seder. Ah, beautiful. I never enjoyed learning that much. I went to sleep the next night. I woke up the next day fresh. And I enjoyed learning again. So you know what? Sent my uncle back his letter. No thank you, I'm staying in yeshiva. Thank you very much, I'm staying here. He said, this woman was a wife of the man who owned that factory. This woman changed my life around. Her husband changed my life around. So I said, Zaidi, what's this about standing outside? He said, I tried to remember how cold it was in Russia and to appreciate a little bit more what she did for me, and I couldn't remember. So I stood out in the freezing cold with the rain pouring down, and I realized again a little bit how cold it was and how much she helped me. If she would have known how a cover, the consequence of a cup of changing somebody's life would change everyone's life around. That is this week's parasha.